A lot of grief out there, a lot of teeth gnashing. A month ago, it was supposed to all be over. In fact, they telegraphed their plan right across Drudge, which they always do. You want to know what the talking points are each day for the deep state? You should go there and you'll know. April was supposed to be the worst month since the Great Depression for the stock market. They were well on track tanking the market. Didn't work out, though. Hate that for them. Where are we now? 6 weeks later. Mark Mitchell from Rasmussen Reports tweets, "Holy crap, it happened. For the first time in our polling history, a majority says the country is on the right track. Don't F it up, Republicans." That, by the way, that history is over 20 years. Let me get it straight. "For the first time in our polling history, a majority says the country is right on track." Wow, okay. So a month after what was supposed to be, what was scheduled to be after the engineered, very fake sell-off, which it turned out was all institutions and not individual investors in the stock market designed to scare the tar out of you. "For the first time in polling history at Rasmussen, a majority says the country is on the right track." Oh, wow. Put that up there with the consumer confidence numbers. A lot more grief this morning. Yeah, for those who hate Trump and want America to fail so they can prosper. Everybody else is doing fine. Highest consumer confidence number in 4 dang years. Things are going badly for the shiny shoes elites of Wall Street, aren't they? And for Democrats, they're very angry. Scott Pelley is very angry. I was going to resist this, but then I couldn't. What a liar. You know what the irony is of what Scott Pelley said at Wake Forest? I feel bad for those people who had to listen to him whine through their commencement speech. He says First Amendment is coming to an end, he says. Have you noticed when the left says that? He's a former 60 Minutes journalist. I put journalist in air quotes. He's actually a propagandist. But anyway, Scott Pelley, like the other leftists who say the First Amendment's coming to an end, never gives you details on how that's happening. Have you noticed that? Like, he never says coming to an end because why? Like, tell me what Trump's doing. They never do. They just sort of smear out there. Listen to this 34 seconds by Scott Pelley lying to these poor graduates of Wake Forest who worked so hard only to have to listen to him whine. And it is a perfect description of the censorship and political persecution that MAGA, that populace, that people like me lived through for the last 4 years at the hands of the evil FBI. It censors, and the Biden regime censors. They have never lived through anything like this. They don't know what censorship is. We didn't do it to them, but we have. What he says here perfectly describes what was done to us by Elvis Chan, the FBI, and through the belly button of Twitter and Facebook.
"This moment, this morning, our sacred rule of law is under attack. Journalism is under attack. Universities are under attack. Freedom of speech is
under attack. How?
And insidious fear is reaching through our schools, our businesses, our homes, and into our private thoughts. The fear to speak in America."
That's exactly what we lived through. I couldn't put it any better myself. That's why I wanted to play it for you. We just found out that because of the things we were saying, when we were being censored and debanked, they classified the program to hide their law-breaking. Tulsi Gabbard just declassified it. They were putting threat tags on us to monitor us as domestic terrorists for disagreeing with Joe Biden on masks, the laptop, and his border policies. We lived that. That fear is what I've been talking about for 4 years. He has no idea what that's like. We've never done that to them.
We are still telling students, and it remains to be true, that if you glorify terrorists, I accidentally hit the button.
It got worked up. Okay. All right. Now, I want you to hear what he's actually upset about, okay? This is Scott Pelley, liar. Formerly with 60 Minutes. This line, man, what a cell phone. He says that in this horrible new environment of fear, the public is being subjected to gross false narratives. What is he really complaining about here? To the left, you know how Hitler used the phrase slavery is freedom? They had it over the gate as the Jews were coming into the camps. This is like that. It's always the opposite, right? To the left, if we're not censored, they're not free. If we're not censored, they don't have free speech. If they actually have to fight and compete in the marketplace of ideas, that is grotesque. It's the word he used.
Power can rewrite history with grotesque, false narratives. They can make criminals heroes and heroes criminals.
Ah, grotesque, false narratives, Scott Pelley. See, that's what you're really mad about. Because he had the power before. Because we were censored, so he could lie. So his grotesque, false narratives could, well, I'll play one for you. Here he is with the criminal Andrew McCabe, who was actually referred for felony level prosecution for his service as acting director of the FBI. Here's Scott Pelley and Andrew McCabe assuring you with no evidence, falsely, that Trump is in fact a Russian agent.
Was Mr. Trump acting on behalf of the Russian government?
That I was speaking to the man who had just run for the presidency and won the election for the presidency, and who might have done so with the aid of the government of Russia.
Are you saying that the president is in league with the Russians?
I'm saying that the FBI had reason to investigate that.
All a lie, 100%. We know that from the Mueller investigation. Flat out lie. Never could find a single dang connection between Trump and Putin, Trump and Russia.
Power can rewrite history with grotesque, false narratives. They can make criminals heroes and heroes criminals.
Want to hear some more grotesque Scott Pelley narratives?
It's absolutely astonishing. Imagine the Deputy Attorney General talking about how to remove the President of the United States. One of the investigations that McCabe started is a counterintelligence investigation. In other words, is the President of the United States an agent of Russia? If you put this in a movie, you would not believe it.
Yeah, because it's fake. You made it up, Scott. What was that again that you are now subjected to grotesque false narratives?
Power can rewrite history.
I see.
With grotesque false narratives. They can make criminals heroes and heroes criminals.
By the way, Andrew McCabe was referred for felony level prosecution by the Inspector General. The Biden administration ignored it. Oh my gosh, this is so predictable. So I see the headline, highly infectious, new COVID strain that led to massive spike in hospitalizations has spread to the U.S., including New York City. I saw the headline. I didn't mean to get to this, actually. And that's all I saw. And I thought, I bet it came from China. I bet it did. I mean, think about how many countries there are in the world, right? How many wet markets. What are the odds these things keep coming from China? I mean, it's not even believable. If I was going to release a COVID strain, me personally, I would take it to Peru or Bolivia, just to be a little different, just to make it believable. I mean, when they all come out of China, it sort of gets stupid after a while, especially when you know that in the Wuhan lab where we transferred the deadly gain-of-function technology, which should have resulted in treason charges, but hasn't, unfortunately. But inside the Wuhan lab, we know from Senator Rand Paul, but also from former CIA director and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, there is a virtual of library of COVID strains with various kill rates on up to over 50%. And let me switch to something else. This new, highly infectious, new COVID strain from China that led to massive spike in hospitalizations has now spread to the U.S. Oh, when did that start? Well, when it always does. Do you know what triggers viruses in the modern era? Science? No, trade deals. Trade deals trigger viruses. 81 severe cases in the past 4 weeks, including 30 deaths. The vast majority of the cases in adults 65 and up, says who? Hong Kong authorities. Hong Kong is, of course, very much under government-wise under the control of the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. They want us to know in mainland China, the portion of patients going to the ER with COVID is more than doubled. Did you feel like you've seen this movie before? Did you feel like they should maybe get a new shtick? This is so obvious. Folks, let me translate. I'll tell you what's going on here. The only people who don't see what's going on here are people who are consumers of left-wing media. China always releases a new strain when Trump hits them with any kind of trade compromising policy. Yeah, so they released this right after, around the time that Trump hit him with the tariffs when he came into office. That's what this is. Very obvious. In fact, it's so obvious, it's stupid. But people fall for this. Top three articles in the country right now, hysteria, because at just the time that China has released this to scuttle the trade deal, and they did that last time, at just that time, RFK has taken away their sacrament, their alpha, their omega, the COVID shot. They're very upset about it. Very, very, very angry. Now, the thing is that RFK didn't actually take away their COVID shot. If you are a child or you want your child vaccinated, you're a pregnant woman, and you want to play Russian roulette, you can still take the COVID shot. You could take it. Wouldn't advise it, given the studies out there. And oh my gosh, 82% miscarriage rate, go for it. Your life. But then you wouldn't know that if you listen to mainstream media. You want to take it anyway? You can. Nobody's stopping you. You can ask your doctor for it. It's just your insurance might not cover it because it's not recommended anymore. Why is it not recommended? Oh, that's the part they don't want to talk about. Well, did RFK ban it? No, he didn't. He simply said to the shot makers, we're going to need real clinical trials with gold standard science. Bring me that. And they've got to show that it, one, works, and two, is safe, and we'll authorize it. So Moderna, I mean, it's 2025. Surely they have this information, right? Oh, what did they do in reaction to that? Oh, they withdrew their application rather than present such data. Okay, cool. All right. Well, anytime they want to come forward with that data and show us it's safe and effective, what I mean, he says he'll re-up it. Wouldn't count on it, though. It's not coming back. They can't. They can't provide that data. They'll get sued. And they know it. And the truth is coming out. Aaron Rodgers lit up the internet on Joe Rogan. Talking about this, this is from the COVID hearing that Senator Ron Johnson had. Everybody's under oath here at the hearing. I'm going to play that in a minute. But first, I want to play the clip that is making its way around the internet.
I mean, it's like, you can't, you're not even supposed to eat sushi while you're breastfeeding. You know?
Yeah.
Experimental vaccine, air quote vaccine, experimental medication is gene
editing. They changed the definition. Yeah.
But there was no studies on whether or not women were getting damaged.
No studies got released.
Right. Yeah. And now there's some study that it's destroying their eggs.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
See if you can find that. I bet you can't.
That? Cancers?
Yeah, see if you can find the egg thing.
Turbo cancers.
I know I saved the egg thing. I can definitely find
people dropping, kids dropping.
Yeah, it's all very dark, dude. It really is.
Oh, yeah, it really is. Here's OBGYN, medical doctor, James Thorpe, testifying under oath before Congress last week. This is what Joe Rogan's talking about.
On February 8th, 2025, our team of researchers published a peer-reviewed study in Science, Public Health Policy, and the Law. We identified 37 adverse pregnancy outcomes significantly associated with COVID-19 vaccine, including miscarriage, stillbirth, birth defects, cervical insufficiency, premature rupture of membranes, preterm birth, and death of the newborn. Lynn and colleagues in a major journal publication documented that the COVID-19 vaccine traverses the placenta, enters the fetal bud, and bioactively produces spike protein in the placenta and the lining of the uterus. Recently, animal studies revealed the mRNA COVID vaccine causes the destruction of 60% of the ovarian reserve in rats. This catastrophic public health failure was financed with taxpayer dollars and channeled through federal...
60% of the ovarian reserve. Wow, that's bad. That's a woman's egg. She has to have enough for life. 60% gone. It's going to be interesting to see what that means for girls who are vaccinated. I really honestly don't want to find out. By the way, he said that under oath, so we're clear, before Congress. Did you see that in the mainstream media? No. All you see is absolute hysteria because their sacrament has been taken away, they say, which just means your insurance might not pay for it. You can get it if you really want it. You can get it if you really want it. So anyway, that went viral, and that is why RFK has, quote unquote, taken the shot away. They're very upset about it. I don't know why. Here's Kennedy's statement online, and he is flanked by the head of the FDA and the head of the CDC, both of whom are medical doctors, as he announces this.
Hi, everybody. I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., your HHS secretary, and I'm here today with NIH director Dr. Jay Bhattacharya and FDA commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry. I couldn't be more pleased to announce that as of today, the COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the CDC recommended immunization schedule. Last year, the Biden administration urged healthy children to get yet another COVID shot despite the lack of any clinical data.
None.
To support the repeat booster strategy in nope. children.
That ends today. It's common sense and it's good science.
There's no evidence healthy kids need it today, and most countries have stopped recommending it for children.
We're now one step closer to realizing President Trump's promise to make America healthy again.
Yeah, but they have them whipped in a frenzy in liberal media. They've taken away your shot. Good. Didn't need it. The other reason you don't need it is in healthy people under the age of 60, COVID is no more deadly than a severe flu season, which we have 1 to 2 times a decade. So you don't need this shot. But if Moderna and Pfizer and all the other shot makers want to present the same clinical data every other shot maker has always had to present on the efficacy and the safety, they're welcome to do so. And RFK says they'll re-up it, but they want to see the data. I wouldn't hold my breath waiting.